Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And it is a delight to talk to one of our favorite World Series heroes, A.J. Pierzynski. Fox Sports opens its coverage of the National League Championship Series between the L.A. Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers Friday from Miller Park with pregame at 6 p.m. on FS1. Game coverage begins at 7 on FS1 with Joe Buck and John Smoltz, Ken Rosenthal, and Tom Verducci on the call. Game 2 from Milwaukee airs Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. live on the Fox Broadcast Network. AJ did the Brewers Rocky series for Fox. AJ, how are you?
Hey, AJ.
I am fabulous, guys. How are y'all?
It's so great to hear that. I was at that game where you got to first base, and everybody in the stadium, we were all so confused as to how that had happened. It was, you know, we didn't have any radio or TV or anything, and I've often told the story when we left that game, you felt like, you know, quick, let's get out of here before the cops come. Like, it was just unbelievable, that play and that season. And that's a glorious highlight.
Well, I'll just say this. You guys weren't the only ones confused, because I just did the Colorado Rockies series. And one of the games, you meet with the managers before the game. And one of the managers is Bud Black. And before, I think it was game 2, he said, hey, I just got to know. He goes, what the heck happened in that ALCS when you were playing? Because at the time, he was the pitching coach for the Angels. He's like, can you just walk me through that play? Because I still don't know how we lost that game.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Did a nice job in that series, AJ. And I know you're getting ready to do the league championship series. Wanted to talk to you first about, you know, in the Twins are looking for a manager. And yesterday there was a report that David Ross is going to be a candidate. And I want to know what you thought about that. And why are they interviewing the wrong ex-Chicago catcher for that managing job?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the Twins that question. You know, David Ross puts it out there a lot. He likes to, you know, he tells everyone, you know, that he wants to be a manager and he wants to do this and he wants to do that. And, you know, he was on Dancing with the Stars. So he's a big star. So, you know, whatever makes teams happy. I've never said that I 100% want to go into being a manager, but I did play for the Twins, and I do have some history of some people there. But, you know, I've never said I'm happy with the job I'm in. And but, yeah, I mean, it's just all perception and who the media says this and that. I mean, if David Ross gets a job, good for him. I play with Ross. He's a great guy, and wish him the best.
Would you like to be in the mix there? Would you be interested in that manager's job?
Well, I mean, anytime if someone calls you and says, hey, we want you to interview for being a manager, it would be hard to say no. You know, obviously, like I said, I have history with the Twins. Having played there, having come up through the organization, I know I played under Thad Levine, who's in charge over there. I played for him when I was with the Texas Rangers, so I know him. I have a relationship with him, but you know, I'm not going out of my way to call and make calls. Like I said, I'm happy with where I'm at. But at the end of the day, if they called and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about it, I probably wouldn't say no.
Catchers make great managers. That's what Mike Socha told me once. But it's true. You guys, you know, you're doing so much. You're a position player, but you're also dealing with the pitching staff. You know, some of the glorious moments in Sox history include when you would see a guy start melting down, you'd be staring into the dugout like, hey, are you watching what I'm watching? I think you could do it in your sleep. I think you'd be a great manager.
Well, I appreciate it. I think I'd be okay. But again, you know, I'm happy where I'm at, and that's a big time commitment. Would I do it? Yeah, absolutely. But you know, that's moving. That's taking into account family stuff. I mean, right. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just, hey, you're a big league manager, go get them. I mean, there is a lot of work and a lot. I know, having talked to Aaron Boone and these guys that are new managers, it's a lot of work. It's intense. And you're not only running your team, man, you're running your whole organization pretty much.
And AJ, when you look at the final four managers and the final four teams still alive, it kind of reflects the trend in baseball. These are guys who don't have big salaries. They don't have huge names, but you know, Alex Cora, AJ Hinch has a championship from last year, Dave Roberts, Craig Counsell. What does that say about the trend in baseball, and what do you think about the front office being maybe as, I don't know if as meddlesome as ever, but as certainly as impactful as ever?
Well, you have to be able to get along with your GM. I think that's, as a manager, that's almost job number one nowadays. It used to be, you know, you got to run your players, you got to be able to control your players. Your bullpen is number one as a manager because those are the guys that make or break your season. Look at all the teams that are left. They all have pretty good bullpens. They all have closers. They all have guys that know what they're doing as far as running bullpens. That's kind of number one. And then two, you have to be able to get along with your GM. And I think that if you become a manager, you have to be able to also argue with your GM, and you have to be able to fight for things you think are right. And then you also have to be able to move on. So you have to have a good enough relationship with your GM. And those guys are good people, man. I mean, talking to those guys, those are four of my favorite managers to sit down and talk to. All four of them, they're great. They're open about their teams, and they give you enough. And they also, one thing I've learned from talking to Hinch and Cora, who came from Hinch, was, hey, you know what, guys, you make everyone feel comfortable. And Joe Maddon was another guy, talking to him and never really being around him. They make everyone feel comfortable. They make everyone feel like they're in a great position and they're going to succeed. And communication like that is so huge in managing with the game and with all the information that's out there. You have to put people in situations to succeed, and all four of the guys that are left do that.
AJ, you played for a lot of different managers in the course of your career, seven different teams in the course of your career. How is there anyone that you would try to manage like? I mean, you got to be your own man, but what kind of manager would you be in your mind?
I don't know. I've never really gotten that far to think about it. Well, I'd like to look at the guys who are successful now and do it the way they do it. And I think that's when people be themselves. I came up under Tom Kelly, who absolutely did not let you be yourself. You had to do it his way, which was fine. And there's a lot of things that I learned from Tom Kelly. Looking back at the time, I hated it. But then I'm like, man, you know what? He was actually pretty smart in the things he was saying. And then you play for a guy like Ozzie, who just, you know, basically can't be quiet. and there was times that was good because there were times where, yeah, he did take pressure off us. And I know that was kind of his famous line was, I took pressure off you. But there was also times where he put pressure on us because he would say things and people had no idea that what he had said. And we'd get in the locker room and be like, you know, oh, before you even get a chance to put your underwear on, they're like, hey, Ozzie said this. And you're like, what? Did you hear? Or they're like, you know, the media's like, did you hear what Ozzie said? And you're like, no. And they're like, all right, we're going to tell you. What do you think about it? You're like, I haven't even had time to digest what you just told me, so give me a minute. But, you know, they're standing there with the camera in your face. So there's a million different – every manager, you know, Ron Washington was great to play for. All these guys that I played for had different strengths and different weaknesses, and you learn something from every one, and you try to take it with you and then go from there. But, you know, as far as one guy, that's tough because, I mean, would you say I played for seven teams and I played for, like, 25 managers,
right?
I feel like, because sometimes they switch during the season.
Uh-huh.
Heck, I even had Don Cooper as a manager at one time.
That's awesome.
You know, AJ, so much about it is creating a culture from spring training through October, if you're lucky. And with the Cubs, that's Joe Maddon's strength. And I think that's always been his strength, that he makes the players, as you point out, feel comfortable in their own environment. And yet, after the season that ended in a disappointing fashion for the Cubs, Theo Epstein told the media that, you know, complacency crept in. He was very honest about that happening and how a sense of urgency is going to be attached to next season. How hard is that to prevent from a team that wins a World Series like the Cubs did in 16 with the White Sox in 05? Did you sense that? And is there, what do good organizations do to keep that from happening?
I don't know, because no team has repeated it in so long. So you tell me. No one's been able to figure it out. I don't know. It's complacency. I mean, look, the Cubs, I think, thought they were going to win the division. Heck, I thought they were going to win the division going away by like 30 games. So I thought 1 through 25 in the National League, they were the best team. Now, did I see them running into a buzzsaw like Milwaukee that just got hot and the bullpen came together and all that? No, but I still thought they were the best team 1 through 25 in the National League. They didn't get it done. Those things happen. Now, as far as like complacency and all that, I don't know. How do you stop that? I don't see a way to stop that, because I think their players are just as hungry as ever. If you watch them play, it wasn't like they were out there going through the motions. I mean, those guys are playing hard for Joe Maddon, and they played well. And some guys like Javi Baez have come on under Joe Maddon. So it's hard to – I'm not there every day. I know that talking to – and I've never really sat down with Joe Maddon until I got to do some games with him this year. And it was interesting to listen to the way he talked and what he said and how he talked about his players and how much he had love for his players. I mean, it was eye-opening to see that, because I only obviously saw the other side from the other team. They're like, yeah, man, this guy's doing things that are just for attention. But then when you think about it and you talk to him, I mean, he was doing things that he thought would help everybody on his team, 1 through 25, and even the guys they brought up, be in a position that they felt good about themselves, knowing that they were in the right position to succeed.
AJ, it seems obvious that if I'm in Major League Baseball, if I'm a TV executive, I'd love to see the Dodgers against the Red Sox, but I was surprised to see that the Red Sox aren't even the favorite in this series, which surprises me a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys don't watch enough baseball then.
Okay. All right. I saw him put 16 runs up in a game.
One game. But,
yeah. Who's going to be in the World Series? Who do you expect to see in the World Series?
Honestly, I originally went into it thinking it was going to be a rematch of last year, which is Dodgers Astros, which was a great World Series. I mean, from drama to extra inning games to big hits to stars to being on the big scene in LA. I mean, all of that was great. But this year, I just think there's something about the Brewers. I think it's going to be Astros Brewers, and I think somehow the Brewers are going to find a way to win. I just had that feeling that this is their time, and it happens to teams. You see it teams all the time where everything just falls into place. And so far for the Milwaukee Brewers, everything has just fallen perfectly into place for them.
Great stuff, AJ.
Thanks,
thank
AJ.
You, buddy. Great catching up with you.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care and stay warm up there.
All right, buddy. All right, AJ. That's AJ Pierzynski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.